K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, my name's Maggie.
Hey, Maggie, what's going on today?
Okay, so I met this guy at
right
my
to
job.
It.
Exactly. You get into it.
I'm a dental hygienist, so I was cleaning his teeth, and he had beautiful teeth. Okay. I decided that I wanted to ask him out, but it wasn't the right place.
Well, sure.
So,
at work,
I was out with my friends for a couple of beers at this place, Chappie's. I don't know if you've.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I know Chappie's well.
It's
yeah.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh, it's awesome. And I ran into him. So I walked up to him, and I was like, "Hey, Brian, I don't know if you remember me, but I cleaned your teeth a couple days ago."
What a pickup line.
Real romantic. I'm already setting the mood. And so I was like, would you like to go out sometime? And he was kind of shy about it, really cute, kind of blushing a little bit. But he said, yeah. And then we went on a date, and we were laughing. We were talking. We had a few drinks. We even got dessert. And then he drops me off, and he doesn't even kiss me goodbye. Like, I thought it went really well. And then he never returned my phone calls, never called me, didn't even follow up on the date to see if I made it inside okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's weird. I mean, after all, you had your fingers in his mouth, right?
I've seen his tonsils for
sure. Okay, well, here's what we're going to do, Maggie. What's this guy's name?
His name's Brian.
Brian, we're going to stick you on hold for a minute. We're going to grab his number off the air. We'll call him for you, okay? We'll see if we can get him on the phone, and we'll have him on the air in about 10 minutes and see what he has to say and see if we can come to the conclusion on what happened here.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Maggie, I got to ask you this. Doesn't Chappie's have fry like that around the world thing where you're supposed to drink all the beers from the world?
Yes.
Yes.
How are you doing on that?
I got on my birthday last year.
Go, girl.
Oh, man. All right, Mags. Hold on. I'm going to push the last number here for Brian's number. We'll see if it he picks up. Hold on.
Hi, may we speak to Brian, please?
This is he.
Hi, what's Brian. Up? This is Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. How are you?
What? Good. How are you?
Good. You need to be in radio, dude.
You got some vocals on
major
you there, man.
Major pipes. Hey, do you have a few moments?
Yes.
Sure. Okay.
Oh, he's very busy.
Sorry, man. We just got a couple questions to ask you real quick here. We got to talk to somebody you met, and she was curious of kind of what happened to you. Maggie called us kind of looking for help to see why she never heard from you. Said she didn't even call to see if she made it inside okay. You guys went on a date, but that was kind of that.
She digs you.
I did go out with somebody named Maggie, yeah.
She was playing around in your mouth at first, we
yeah,
heard.
Yeah, she's a dental hygienist?
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she works at a dentist's office, yeah.
So what happened?
I met Maggie at a dentist's office, and she seemed nice, and I ran into her at you guys know Chappie's?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, very familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was there with a couple of friends, and at first I actually heard her voice again before I saw her. She was very outgoing, like the center of attention, but like in a fun way. Like she was very lively, cracking jokes with the bartender and the other patrons, and I thought she was really pretty, and I just really didn't think that I even had a chance to talk to her, because I'm just more of a shy kind of person, and she's just out there, you know, with everyone having a good time, and so she actually remembers me too, and she decides she's bold enough to ask me out on a date.
Cool.
How about that, okay, man? Score.
Yeah. I mean, she's really attractive and, just very out there. So I figured, hey, you know, this is really nice of her to ask me out. So I decided, you know, like, sure, I'd love to go. We go out to dinner and things are starting out and everything's fine. We're having a good conversation. Like I said, I can be a little more quiet. So she is bringing me out of my shell and asking me questions that people don't even usually ask on dates at all. And I thought, that's really cool of her to do.
Yeah, that's good for you.
Yeah.
So we're having a great time. We're laughing. We're joking. And we end up getting dessert, and they have a really good chocolate cake at this restaurant. So we decide to order the chocolate cake, and we're eating it, and it's good. Out of nowhere, she starts holding her mouth and screaming that something's wrong with her mouth.
What?
I'm like, okay, so I'm not sure. I'm like, okay, I don't know what to do. She's like, kind of like freaking out here. So I call the waitress over. I'm like, waitress. It turns out I look in her mouth, and there's chocolate cake in there, and then I also see that there's a tooth that's loose.
Ah!
So I'm thinking, okay, I don't know what is in this chocolate cake. I don't know what's going on. And she's out of nowhere just like to start laughing. And
oh my gosh!
Her tooth comes out when it's on the table. Oh my god! So I pick up her tooth, and I'm putting it in the air, trying to get someone to come over here.
Oh,
bro! And she starts laughing, and she's like, "Oh, see, it's fake, it's whatever." And I'm like, "What?" And at the table.
Did that really gross you out?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Brian, you know who that is, right?
Yeah. In a dentist's office, and your tooth is falling out.
I guess he knows.
Yeah, I guess figured that out there.
Oh my god! Like, okay, Brian.
So then she was sticking her tongue through it.
Oh my god!
Oh. I'm like, are we in second grade? Like, I don't understand. We're two grown adults.
Maybe, like, you didn't understand when I told you that I used to play softball in college. But it's really common that people have fake teeth. And the fact that it looks that real, I'm complimented, of course. But you were grossed out by that?
It's not the fact that your tooth wasn't real. It's just the fact that the way you were reacting.
Like, oh, my gosh. It was just so funny to me. That never happened on a first date. What am I supposed to do? Just start crying and run to the bathroom?
No, you don't have to start crying, but you could act, I don't know, like a normal, mature adult.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian.
I thought something was wrong. I thought you needed to go to the hospital. I think you may have been choking.
Oh, my goodness. That's why I started laughing. I didn't want you to be freaked out.
Oh, he's kind of funny.
Are you on drugs, Maggie?
Oh, my gosh. I wish I was. This is ridiculous.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, you just are kind of loopy, and I don't know. It was just kind of crazy for me because you kind of made me really nervous. I'm thinking something's really wrong with you. And
I'm
it turns
sorry,
out
I made
felt like
nervous.
It was a practical joke.
Oh, it's just, I'm sorry. It's just so funny to me. It makes my cheeks hurt talking about it.
Now I guess we know why he didn't give you a kiss.
No.
Nobody. She took her tongue
but
through her.
Me. I mean,
it was wiggling
just
it at me.
I'm not kissing that mouth.
She was wiggling her tongue at you through the hole.
Through the gap.
Yeah, through the hole. No.
Yeah, of course.
That's the most
unattractive
thing I've ever. Like I said, I have really, really nice teeth. Okay, so I take care of myself, hygiene. And, you know, it's a big deal to me.
Well, if you left your house every once in a while and played sports or something, something might happen to one of those beautiful teeth, and you'd have to get a beautiful fake tooth.
She does work for a dentist, right?
Yeah.
Exactly, and I'm saying it's gorgeous.
Okay. I mean, your tooth is fine. It's not just your tooth. It's your maturity level that wasn't very attractive to me. I think you're a nice person, but I'm just no.
I completely understand why this wouldn't work out.
You
don't. Funny to you, yeah. Then obviously we're not on the same, like, joking level, you know?
Oh my god. When I'm talking to you, I honestly feel like I'm losing my brain cells.
Oh, wow!
Wow!
Because I have a sense of humor.
It's like watching a tennis match.
It is. Well, yeah, we can offer you a second date, but this isn't sounding real good.
Yeah, not real good.
I don't think it's gonna happen. I mean, I had fun, and I'm sorry that you're so weirded out by my sense of humor, but that's just the person I am.
Are you drunk?
No.
So okay.
I have a thing called a sense of humor. Like, some people are born with it and some people aren't, and I understand that you're not.
No, I have a perfectly good sense of humor. That's not the problem. The problem is your maturity level. It's just,
disgusting
the way you handled yourself.
What are you going to do about your dental work from now on? Are you moving locations or?
Well, I'm just going to go to someone else at the office. Like, I'm not worried about that. I can handle seeing her again.
Yeah, I can be professional. Obviously, that's my work. But I understand if we're not going to work out on a dating level.
Yeah, well, on a dating level, we're not going to work out. That's,
I guess that ended well. Laughing gas for everyone.
Right, yes, there you go.
I'll keep my teeth in at the office.
Well, we're sorry, guys, it didn't work out, but... Okay. Maggie, you seem to be handling it well. And
oh, I'm totally fine.
You should get you a big gold one in there for your next date.
That's right.
Well,
gold for your mouth.
For the weekend.
Just on the weekend.
Oh, my
night.
Gosh. Okay, Brian, sorry.
Sorry, guys.
It's fine with me.
At least we got your conclusion, Maggie.
She's still laughing, I think.
I know.
Yeah.